iron making?
Iron making was done in a blast furnace that was built against the hillside, so carts loaded with raw materials could be wheeled across a charging bridge and emptied into the charge hole at the top of the furnace stack. Molten iron accumulated at the bottom. Every 6 to 8 hours, it was opened, and molten iron flowed into channels made in the sand floor of the casting house in front of the furnace. Many smaller channels connected at a right angle with the main channel, giving the appearance of baby pigs nursing from a sow, hence the name pig iron. The lighter waste, or slag, flowed out another hole. It was broken up and used to make roadbeds. The color and texture of the slag helped the ironmaster know what was happening inside the furnace. There are 4 photos within the exhibit. The first one shows the casting house and furnace as seen from east looking down the hill. In the second, 2 men stand in the remnants of the casting house, circa 1925, in a large cavern of the furnace. The third is the diagram of a Connecticut blast furnace showing the oven in the center and the pipes carrying hot air into the furnace. Image 4 is a map dated 1874 from Beer's Atlas, showing the blast furnace circled in the middle. Superimposed to the right is a black rectangle identified as the location of the Eric Sloan Museum.